Kolkata, the original Mahanagar, holding within itself as many stories as it does people. For filmmaker Shujit Sarkar, this is home, the city where he comes to recharge. His tales of middle-class lives, divested of middle-class morality, have found much love from the people who inspire them.
Shujit, your most popular films, is it about the middle class, like you say, because you're from the middle class, or do you think in the last 25 years after liberalization, there is pretty good dramatic and cinematic potential that the middle class is offering you as a writer-filmmaker?
Well, if you ask me, I have not thought this deeply.
Think now, what better place to think deeply, Shujit? This is it.
You see, my films are all mostly reflections of the society or the observations that I've learned through films of Ray. I've learned films of Hollywood. So, somewhere down the line, those cinematic experiences, what I call, he's been about normal, what's influenced me are very normal everyday life, simple things, not going too loud. You know, those things have always inspired me. I would not categorize it that, you know, it's a middle class, I am from middle class, that's why the films have gone middle class. No. But some thoughts which have come in the film are very, very deep also. I mean, you know, like, for example, I mean, just very, very small example, infertility is an issue. We cannot get away from the infertility issue and the childless couple, what they go through. So for many, Vicky Donor was a fun, humorous doctor chasing. Yes, it was treatment, but the core issue was quite, it was a social problem.
The characters in your movies eventually are not bound by middle class morality or the ideas of what middle class morality is
Absolutely.
About, isn't it?
Absolutely. The root of our system or whatever family system has been always been a little progressive. Progressive to me mean not speaking in a right language, or this progressive has always been for me to a mindset. And because of my theater background, you know, and what theater does, you, it pulls you down, it roots you absolutely on the ground, and makes you aware of the social changes happening all around. Because in theater there's no money. You have no agenda. You are not doing for anything. You're just doing for yourself, for some, maybe some cause, or and you're doing plays which has been revolutionized. You're doing plays like Brecht. You're doing plays of Shakespeare. You are doing plays by Mahesh L. Kunchwar. I mean, the writers, you see the kind of, you know, literature that you're dealing with. So it hits your head so hard, because, you know, you never expect it, because I'm not a student of literature. These works has, kind of work has changed me as a person also, you know, because I'm a footballer. I had nothing to do with this world. I was just to play football, come back home, eat, run away and go play football. And just my father and we all wanted, I'll do one job and I'm fine. And I had a job also.
Some accountant's job.
In Hotel Meridian.
I'm trying to make you uncool by reminding you of that.
So,
Shujit, do you think gender conflict is one of the biggest conflicts before society today?
There is no denial on that, absolutely. I mean, this has been problems in centuries, I think. It has come to a stage where it has crossed the level of humanity. It's become inhuman now. You know, one is we have a simple respect towards a woman, what she does, what she does, that's different. But the way inhuman way of treating women have started, I think that's where men and women are absolutely at.
Do you think it's because women have across the board become much, much more assertive of their rights? You know, all this while, women were much quieter about the fact that they wanted things. Now it's like, please get out of my way.
See, when I started my work, say, and 2000.
In advertising.
In advertising and films. And I had one assistant. And I have many assistants. Yeah. Only one woman assistant.
Yeah. Today?
Now I have 50-50.
Yeah.
So I have more women, and they're taking care of some very, very important jobs.
Yeah.
Which are very strategic jobs for me. So, some women directors have come on. So my some of the prime films are written by a woman. So, Juhi has written those films.
Yeah.
So I think they are taking the center stage, and there is no other option.
And they're not going to sit and wait anymore, right?
No, not
they
anymore.
Want their rights today.
They want action. They are there and they are ready. And I think they are.
They want action. What do you mean by that?
I mean to say, I mean, and they're brilliant workers. I rather most of the time in Bombay, I prefer a woman assistant director or taking,
much more conscientious, lot less ego.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that she will be at it, and you know, so. Yes, I don't know how to give you an answer to this gender issue. I think we will all have to deep inside core, we will have to understand and let go. I think men will have to somewhere down the line, women will have to not do anything.
So, you know, clearly you're a guy, thanks to your background, thanks to the industry you work in, you're more evolved than other men or many other men. But have you found yourself unconsciously being a sexist sometimes?
Yes.
You have?
Many times.
Do you remember?
No, I'm saying sometimes it's some basic things happen, you know.
Give
like
us,
for
give
example,
us a story.
My sister, my younger sister. So we all went ahead and we wanted her to get married. And now I realized I have done a wrong thing because, you know, I should not have. Why should she be asked to get married so early? I mean, because of our middle class, no, because that job needs to be settled quickly.
Yeah.
I think that's a blatant mistake that I've done in my life. I should not have.
That you joined the rest of the family in
possibly
saying, you have
asking,
to do this.
Yes, I'm. We did. And I changed from then on. I said, this is a big mistake I've done. And I don't think, and that's why in Piku, that's why Bhaskar, I made sure that he brings up that.
That you don't need to get married.
Exactly. You are on your own. He tells Piku. That, you know, don't need to get married to, you're happy, you're going, I'm there, you're there, you do your job. When you think of getting married, do.
As a filmmaker, does it become difficult to craft interesting male characters with layers, because socially and in real life, men can be, and I'm not bashing men, but they can be a little unidimensional.
Yeah, it becomes difficult sometimes, yes, why not? Because that is why I think a lot of things which you wanted to say, and because this is a woman writer also, Juhi, so we could craft out and possibly an ideal Bhaskar Banerjee, maybe he was a cranky and all, but his basic thoughts in terms of life and towards woman and towards daughter and towards his wife, towards his neighbors, were pretty much normal, I say. which is abnormal for people.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So those things, for if you ask somebody, you know, my daughter is a virgin, it's so abnormal for people, but for him it was so normal.
So Shujit, you've got a lot of praise for Pink. Yeah, a lot of praise from audiences. The news media has praised you a lot. So since you've got so much love for Pink, do you have the stomach for a little criticism?
Yeah, why not? Please.
I think the intent of the film is great, okay? But can I say that I could not love it the way I loved Piku and the way I loved Vicky Dona. It was almost like feature film version for No Means No, which is like the feature film version of the Pulse Polio campaign. Clear message from a patriarch who the society respects.
Well, first, we didn't see the film like this. I mean, if you're seeing, I was not there to line any diktat or to preach anything. For Deepak Sehgal, for Mr. Amitabh Bachchan, it was just a pure case. For him, it was not about that I'm, and for me also, that I'm going to empower women by making this film. No, it was a case which came up, and we thought, how a lawyer is going to put up this case in front of the judge? Now, how do you put up a case against a woman who has been accused of these things. There's no lawyer in the world who can prove this case unless he proves this morally. So, because nobody was there inside that room. It was not at all targeted the way the euphoria has happened. It was not exactly targeted that you're trying to explain. I never thought it like this, number one. And even if it was Mr. Bachchan fighting for the woman, it was not exactly, there are many people says, why not a woman lawyer for them, for the girls. I said, listen, I am not here judging the girls. I am not judging the boys. I am just presenting you a situation in front of me, number one. Number two, if you ask me about the sledgehammer of no means no, it is exists in our constitution. It exists in our rule book. I spoke to a lawyer. He said, in one of the cases, similar cases, I tried to explain to the judge. So, sir ne isne no bola aur uske baad sir, so the judge said, acha theek hai, aage kya hua? What next? He could not understand the meaning of no. If you think that it's a direct hit,
it is.
Absolutely, it is a direct hit.
That's what.
There is no other way that I wouldn't have shied away from anything.
Right.
I wanted to hit it straight. It was a conscious decision that we will hit it straight.
Are you saying that if you had a woman play the role of the defense lawyer, that it may have been difficult for this message to be delivered in such a direct manner, which is what you wanted?
I don't know. I mean, it's very difficult for me to conceive like that because I have not conceived the film like that. But I definitely feel that because of him being there and talking these very subtle rule book points, it somewhere cuts across. It somewhere cuts across and it brings in a little bit of a weight from there. One point that people missed out in this film, which I really want to highlight, is that is the bonding between three girls.
It's friends, it's family, no?
Yes.
A lot of women we know are like that.
I have a very strong belief, what Vivekananda used to say on Ram, is a universal sisterhood. I believe in that. Like if a woman stands by another woman, nothing can shake you. If a woman does not stand by another woman, I mean nobody is there to help, you know. So I always say, you be. And these three, my first instruction to these three was, at any given point, it should be an unconditional love between you three of you. And I think that came out very good. That's a big point that I wanted to make actually.
Filmmakers of your generation and my generation, actually, are fascinated by Mr. Bachchan, right? We've grown up seeing him do so much and over the years. And then you have a chance to work with him and he's hungry, so he's doing whatever you want to do. Do you remember the first time, what is your first cinematic memory of Mr. Bachchan?
My first cinematic of Mr. Bachchan is Diwar.
You remember?
Yeah. I mean, he's sitting on that in that door, and he locks the door, and he sits there. He ties his shirt. I think that was a very, very powerful image. I remember. And I was in Kolkata at that time, I remember. Yeah, that was when, and then Sholay. And then I started enjoying Hrishikesh Mukherjee films. Anand and you know,
Chupke Chupke.
So those I started enjoying. Because that kind of film I've not seen. I enjoyed that lately, you know, those kind of films. Yeah. But his Diwar image was quite strong in front of me. Yeah.
So tell me, do you think if I say that filmmakers like you, Balki, your love for Mr. Bachchan sometimes gets in the way of your film?
No, not me. I don't know about the other filmmakers, but not for me for sure. I have always cast him as for the character. Like Bhaskar Banerjee when I did, or Shoe Bite, there's one film which is not released.
Which hasn't released. Which is a big hurt, you know, it's a ghaav.
Oh yeah. It is a big disheartened. I mean, I sometimes really get depressed about it. But, or even if Deepak Sehgal as a lawyer, I think they were all crafted for him. In terms of, first we developed the characters, we told him, so this is the character. This is the elderly lawyer you're going to play, or elderly father in Piku. So no, I till now it's not come as Amitabh Bachchan coming on. But he is. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
But do you feel Arunoday, who directed Pink? Do you feel the way? I mean, I know you've written the film and you've mentored the film completely. But do you think the way Mr. Bachchan's character, even though he was depressive, was created, was larger than life? No, ye hero aa gaya hai bachane ke liye, isn't it? And in that, there is a shrine to Mr. Bachchan, the superstar.
Believe me. When we were editing, shooting, we never thought that is okay. Here's one's hero comes to save. No, it was not.
But it has become that.
It's turned out like that now because I think I don't know what has happened. Because in the theater it looks something else, you know. In the edit room it looks something else, little.
Looks smaller.
No. In the edit room it looks more real. But in the theater it suddenly burst. In the first show itself, he's standing on the door, first show, and I hear a clap. And there are only women who are clapping there. It was a woman show, special woman show. And I was really, I told my writer, what is happening here? Ye to is tarah ka nahi tha, ye to city baj raha hai. Maine aisa to nahi socha tha.
What happened, you think? I mean, it's good. The film is doing very well.
No, that's fine. I think, I'm very happy about it.
But even the way his character is built up, it's from the word go, from his gas mask.
Yeah, so see, even the gas mask, whatever.
Stalking the three girls.
Yeah, see, gas mask was just by chance. Yeah, I know. Because I thought in Delhi there's a lot of pollution, he's a little tweaked in his head, he is mysterious, he doesn't know what to do. So I thought the gas marks makes him more mysterious, you know, nothing else. Makes him more lonely, makes him a little different. We do many things which are uncanny, canny, odd. We do those things. It's not, there is no rule book for that. So I don't think it was meant to be heroic. And I think in the court also, in a lot of places, like a lot of people said in the final argument, we thought some huge 5 pages is coming. So when we were discussing, he only suggested that, you know, why don't I say absolutely less and just this word, and on this. Because it was there, but he says, let's cut out everything and let's be done. I said, and I agreed. And when I was rehearsing with him on that particular note, there was many levels we were going through. But finally, one night he called me up around 2 o'clock and he said, okay, listen to this. And on the phone, I was sleepy and I'm listening to his pitch. Then I said, Kisa, this is the pitch. And that's the pitch he carried in the film. So, I don't think it was very, it must be heroic as a job, what he did for the woman as a lawyer. But the role is like that. You cannot do it.
When some women have said that, or when some women who've seen the film have reacted saying, why did we need a man to save us? Does that not convey ki a woman cannot be saved or rescued or explained to other people unless it's through the eyes of a man?
I don't think we should see it that in that hardcore way of a man-woman division, no, we should not see it. Then our purpose will fall. Then the whole purpose of Meena Arora could be my sister. Meena Arora could be my girlfriend.
But yeh to problem hai na. All men, when you talk about women, it's always through the lens of a relationship. I'm nobody of yours, but I'm a woman.
Exactly. But I am saying, what is the other way to measure? You tell me. Other way. What I am seen, what I have been groomed, what I have been taught, it is embedded in my system. How will I take it out? Only this way. it's coming from a system of my masi, my dadi. They're saying, I mean, they're giving me, acha tu khelte ja, you play, you don't play. So I don't have to do that with my daughters, that I tell them, okay, sit cross-legged. My daughter comes from a 5 hour of strenuous tennis practice. I can't come and ask her, no, you now sit properly. She needs to ease out her muscles. She needs to sit the way she wants to. Now the way we are taught, I didn't want to tell her that. So I don't think we should see it this way, that okay, there's a woman lawyer or a man lawyer. We should not dissect it. Otherwise, I think we will not be able to make it absolutely normal.
I feel, and I could be completely wrong, but I think for that no means no message to have to be palatable, to be swallowed like a bitter pill for most people, you needed Bhishma Pitamaha to come and do it. I feel. Okay. I could be wrong.
All right.
And I'm not saying that's what you meant.
Well, this film is not for the girls at all. Let me tell you.
It's for the guys.
It's for the boys.
And they need the sledgehammer.
And boys need that. I mean, simple as that. They want straight in their head to be pinned and nailed absolutely. As I'm saying, so and nailed every day.
Nailed every day and nailed in black and white. No grey.
No grey. It has to be black and white. If you don't nail it and tell them every day, it'll again come back. It's like an ego. It's like an ego. It just comes back. In a moment you say, okay, no, I'm not going to be a bad boy. And in a moment you become a bad boy with your behaviors, because you don't know. Unknowingly you're doing things. And sometimes we do. Unknowingly we're hurting people, right?
Yeah.
How do we do that?
Yeah.
So I'm saying you have constantly, it's like a school.
Yeah.
If we do that for the next 15 years, 20 years, possibly the girl who comes after 20 years, maybe there is a chance that we have
She'll meet a man who's a human being.
Possibly.
You've received popular success, critical success, monetary success. Which one matters the most to you and why?
Yeah, I mean, obviously critical success is key to the fact. Monetary has never been my... because I never thought these films will work monetarily. And the way I have dealt with the studios or the people, so they were anyway very out of the box. So I thought a film on sperm donor is too much for us to take, you know, as a society. But I just took a chance, and my wife said, move, I mean, you want to make it, you go and do it. So don't think about it. And just I went and made it. So when I go into the theater, and I go in life actually running shows, and I stand there on the stairs, and I see the hall is completely full, and they are in the film, they've gone inside the film, and they're into the film, their mind, body, soul inside, they're listening to my stories. Is my biggest kick. I mean, I can't tell you how joy, you know, it gives me so much of joy.
We are in Kolkata. How do you see the city? Would I be right in saying that Mumbai is where you do business? Delhi is a city which you just know so well and is such a wonderful character in your movies. But Kolkata is where you recharge, and Kolkata is where the creative, intellectual fodder is coming in? Or am I just being kind to Calcutta?
When I'm in Kolkata, I'm not in Bombay, in Mumbai.
That says it all.
So because in Mumbai, when I land, and there is some kind of energy clock that ticks in your head. But when I'm here, like two of my films, like Yaha and even Shoe Bite, you know, a lot of thinking had taken place just ahead of this place. There's a Bagh Bajar Ghat. I used to sit there with my writers or myself, think about it, come back, jot down points. So a lot of thinking has gone. So Kolkata is like, I mean, it's my heart, and when I'm here, so. And Delhi, I find everybody is a character. Everyone in Delhi is a character. I mean, I can make thousands of films only on each and every Delhi characters. Just pick them up and they will become a film.
So this is home. This is where your heart is. This is where your family is also.
Yes, yes. But let me tell you, Mumbai, I've worked in a lot of places around the world also, but I've not found the way the Mumbai city, you know, works, the way the city moves, you know. For the working city, I don't think we have any better place in this country than Mumbai, the working city. I'm talking about cinema, that's what I work.
And the last couple of years, there has been, society seems to be clamping down, or large sections of society have been clamping down with the support of political, political majority views on liberalism, on free thinking, FDII. We saw the huge strike that's happened in FDII. We know that filmmakers or the film industry keeps fighting with Pehlaj Nihalani now at the CBFC. How do you see this, what's happening around you as a storyteller? Does it limit you? Does it bother you? Does it affect you? What's your mood?
See, I'll... because I can only speak with my own films.
Yeah.
So because otherwise I can't talk about the political, system or people, what they're talking about, how liberal or freedom of speech and all. I can tell you this, that the films that I have made, most of the films should have been cut or banned or chopped or taken away from Wikidona. The subject itself in Wikidona is, if you tell somebody it's a sperm donor story, no, it's an adult film,
right.
First.
Yeah.
But they've given me UA. Same people gives me UA for Madras Cafe.
It's a political thriller.
It's one of the most,
I
can say most controversial political thriller you can ever have.
Yeah.
Possibly I have ever done. And I don't know about the Indian films, I have not seen which talk so direct.
Yeah,
about the Tamil issue.
Yeah.
And the problem. So that got also released. I never thought that film will release. I thought this is the sure shot of film ready for ban. Some films you make, you are ready that this will go. But still, I will make it. Piku, fine. Piku is a very real slice of life. But this one, going through with this kind of languages and the court itself, ki aapne paise mange, aapne kya describe kiya, sexual position ka describe kiya, ek joke bataiye. It's unheard of. I mean, in cinema that you can get away with this. You know, the censor people came out and I could see that they had tears in their eyes. I could feel it. They asked me, I've only cut one word. I would not say that word on the television, that one word, because it was an abuse. And I agreed to that. I still explained it, why it's needed, because to nail the case, that word is very important. But I have no complaints with the censor board, because they understood the gravity of the film. That was the most important for me.
There have been no curbs on your freedom of expression you feel
yet,
at this point?
At this point, not yet. I have not been stopped or whatever I wanted to do. And let me tell you, the freedom of speech has also have a law of the land. It's not absolute. It can't be an absolute freedom.
Do you feel solidarity with people who do feel it?
I would try to understand sometimes what they have gone through or what they... Let's not talk about trolls.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the trolls as such.
Yeah.
That can be many, I mean, who can be. They are political lineages. Yeah. Let's talk about trolls. Yeah. But no, as such, I have not, in a hardcore way, I have not felt it directly, personally as yet.
I believe that most of us have some song or songs that we feel very inspired by. We can play on a loop.
Yes,
I can play Piku's theme non-stop.
Yes, it's
on
Piku's
a loop.
Theme. Yeah, Piku.
Okay.
But I'll go with a very old song, which is always I sing, and my daughters say, Baba, can you just stop? Because I sing very badly. So, but there's a taal mile nadi ke jal se, nadi mile sagar se. That's my mantra. And that's my song, which I, most of the time, I sing, I just hum, and that's the song.
Oh re taal mile nadi ke jal mein, nadi mile saagar mein, saagar mile kaun se jal mein, koi jaane na. Oh re taal mile nadi ke jal mein, nadi mile